Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Munir Mirat Shechel and Nishmas. Our says by Shmuel Schuss Harav Baruch Hertz, Min Sarit Sipur, for Shem Sach Shechel Yisrael. The Schuss Chayachev Veywas and Hadis Basi, for Shem Sach Shechel Yisrael. And the Schuss Matan Ben Sar, Vesel Shechel Yisrael, Vesel Shem Yichan Vesel Malka. Baruch Hava Tzlach B'chol Ma'asei Yadeha. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, and the Chuf Dalit, says Bechani Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer Amatzi Ben Ari Ben Adoy Ben Nar Ben Bardelus Mitzvah Shayam Shus Shanar Amoytzi Bistrati Uflati Ugdayla Uchom Mokum Shearabim Mitzuyim Shom Areilu Sheloi Nei Shabaylim Misyo Ashim Mehen. So Tzok the Gemara that if a person saves a lost object from all these wild animals or from a flood or if he finds it in a public area, so they're all his. Why? Because the Bailam are Messiahish. Zok the Gemara, Iboilu, you have a Shail in the Beis Medrash, Kikam Rishim Elalozo, Beroiv Kenainim, Abba Beroiv Yisrael Loi, Odilma, Afil Beroiv Yisrael Nami, Omar. So Rishim Elalozo, okay, and he says that if it's in, you find it in a public place, it's yours. So you're talking about mostly Goyim, in the mail you can keep it. Because either it belongs to a goyim, you have to return, or it belongs to a Jew, and the Jew's Messiah. But if it's rogue Jews, then you have to you announce it and return it. Or maybe no. Even rogue Jews, there, even there, Shimon Elazar says, you don't have to return it. And even though it's more likely it fell from a Jew, you could be zeichah, because mestamad is yeush. So it happened mitzuyim sham. The people who are going to take it and not announce it, so Mameli as Yeush, and you can keep it for yourself. So Gemara brings a Raya, skipping from a Mishnah. Toshma Motzaba Aveido, Imroiv Yisroel Chayev Lahachriz, Imroiv Kenainim, Enoi Chayev Lahachriz, Man Shams Leke Omer Azlin and Bosa Rube, Pshem Ben Elozo. Shemas mino, ki kom Reb Shimon Elazar beroiv kenayim, aval beroiv Yisrael lo. It says that if you found an aveda in a city, if it's mostly Jews, you announce it. If it's mostly goyim, you don't have to announce it. Who follows the rov? Who says that you pay attention to the fact that there are a lot of people there, they're both Jews and Goyim? Like we have in this case, they're both Jews and Goyim. So Shimon Elazar? Shimon Elazar says that if it's in a public place, you don't have to announce it. So you see from here that Shimon Elazar, since we know that Shimon Elazar, because he's the one who talks about public places, and he says that only if it's mostly Goyim, you don't have to announce it. Mostly Jews, you have to announce it. Then the Gemara says, no, Hamani, Rabbonon he. Really, it's the Rabbonon. And even though the Mishnah holds that you go after Riboy Anashim, nevertheless, it's no Echreach that it holds like Reb Shimon Elazar, because maybe the Chamar Moedit Reb Shimon Elazar that you go after Riboy Anashim, if they're mostly Goyim. And the Mishnah is Kefi Daitam, and Reb Shimon Elazar is Samech on the Rub, there's a lot of people, even from Zorov Yisrael. So then the Gemara says, all right, so Tiv Shemineh, the Moedi Le'Rabbanon, Rab Shimon, Beroiv Kenayim. So then we could be Poshit, but the Gemara asked earlier, what about the Rabbanon? Is our Rabbanon Moedi Trib Shimon Elazar Beroiv Kenayim? To say that the Rabbanon are Moedi Trib Shimon Elazar Beroiv Kenayim. And you're allowed to be Zerich in the Aveda. So Gemara says no. It's according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and even Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, you follow the fact that there are a lot of people, and you don't have to return the item. But and the Mishnah here is talking about a special case. The Mishnah of Mechalik between Goyim, Rov Goy, Rov Yisrael, and Rov Kenayim is talking about Mikre Shematza Chefetz Tamun Shehutman Midas Al Yedei Bailav Ve'einenu Mityaesh Mimenu. ולכן, כשיש רוב ישראל, חייב להחליט. אנחנו מדברים פה בחפץ תמון. The owner hid it. And he's not Messiah. And therefore, even if it's Rov Yisrael, he doesn't have to announce it. Even if it's Rov Yisrael, he has to announce it. So normally, if it's a lost object, you don't have to announce it. You can keep it. But here it's talking about Tamun. So if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it. If it's Rov Goyim, you don't, because Suma comes from a Goy. Says the Gemara, Iba Tamun. We're talking about Tamun. Maya Viditeg Abe. Why should he take it Bechlau? Why should he touch it Bechlau? That's not Matzakli Ba'ashba Mechusele Yigaboy. Gula Noitele Machriz. It says if you found that kli in the garbage, and if it's covered, you see somebody hit it there, don't touch it. So what does it say here? It says here that if it's Yisrael, chayv lahachriz, ma'al b'chal no gambazin. Well, what's he touching it b'chal for? Leave it there. What do you mean if it's Rov Yisrael, chayv lahachriz? Leave it there. It says there if it's megula, you take it in your machriz, but if it's tamun, you shouldn't touch it. So why is he touching it? So the Gemara answers, all right, so let's say Pshat Mishnah's Kedet of Papa, who explains later on that if you take a Kli Tamun, you find a Kli Tamun Ba'ashba, you're Machriz. And Rav Papa explained that the Mishnah is talking about, the Braisa is talking about a case. There in the Braisa, Ba'ashba She'en Asuya Lipanis. In other words, it's a garbage that isn't removed. The Bailam leave things there for a long time. It's not going to be removed soon. V'nimlech Aleha, the Fanoisa, and then the Bailam decided to remove it. So in other words, you have this garbage that the Bailam normally aren't Mefane. They don't remove it, they leave it Yamim Rabbi. And therefore, the guy might have left it there. But Pitom, the Bailam decide to yes, remove it. So Rashi says, "Miyad va'akor choet lano yehefker." So, now you're taking it. Achanami mashba has shenos suli panos v'nim lechalel fanaisa. So here too in the Mishnah, we're talking about an ashba that's not normally removed. Here it is, and therefore you have to take it to save it, in order that the bialim don't lose it. So that's why if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it normally, otherwise you would leave it there. But again, there's no raya here for us about an aveda. You were talking about where he put it there on purpose. And the Gemara gives a different answer. No. Yibay Samuel Am Rabbanan. Really, the Mishnah is Ke Rabbanan. Umidubau ba'avidashinim tzaba makom. That where is it? Rabbi Mitzuyim Shah. So we wanted to say, okay, if it's talking about Rabbi Mitzuyim Shah, it's according to the rabbis, then the rabbis agree with Rabbi Shimon Elazar. That if it's a roif kenainim, what is the din is, that if it's a roif kenainim, you can keep it for yourself, and the rabbis say only have to announce it if it's a roif Yisrael, but if it's a roif kenainim, you have to keep it for yourself, and the Mishimon argues, and if it's a roif Yisrael, you can keep it. So then we said, so tivsha the modi rabbanu Mishimon loz a roif kenainim. So the Gemara says, mikatani, does the Mishnah say hein shaloi, that he can keep it? The Mishnah says you don't have to announce it. V'yaniach, and you should leave it there. V'yais Yisrael v'yav beis simen of v'shikla, until a Jew comes, gives a simen, and takes it. Since roiv ha'ir im kinainim, the moitzei doesn't have to announce it. However, he still can't take it for himself. Rather, he should take the object, put it aside, and then when the Yisrael comes, if a Jew comes and gives a simon, then he has to give it to him, then he can take it. Unlike Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who was matir to the moitzei to be zoch in the aveda for himself, if it's rov kenainim. And the rabbis say no, that if it's a rov kenainim, we want to say, let's be poshet, if it's mostly goyim, that he can keep it for himself according to the rabbis. And the answer is no. He can't keep it for himself. But rather, It says, Eino chayav lahachris. He doesn't have to announce it, but rather he can put it aside. And then if a Jew comes, he gives a simon, so he gives it to him. It's not that he can use it for himself. And Rashi explains, Dibur ha-maschil, mi katani, enu chayv la-achris katani, de kevan de vruba kin nainim, delma de kin nainim hu, v'shaloi delma de kin nainim. Since it's rov goyim, maybe it belongs to a goy. And therefore you don't have to announce, v'shaloi nami loy havya, but it's not yours. Lazer abanan basal hu, but v'mimoyna. The rabbis don't follow the rov when it comes to mamon. So here, we have a case of mamonis, and the rabbis aren't following the rove when it comes to mamon. Ad kan baruch Hashem zachinu lelmod et sugyat hagmara ve'asimcha yigdola ad meod shezachinu lelmod da sugya chashuva zot. Kol sugya yi chashuva. Achshav bechatam sofer le'el be'amud alef ibon atril tosfot utamar devrei Rashi. I'm quoting the Chasim Sofer. I don't understand. Mammon is more calm. Mammon, you could be moichel. We say that if a person has a cheskes mammon, ain moitzin al yidei roiv, because there's a tfisa. The tfisa is very strong. It's toifis in the mammon. But there's no svara to say that mammon that doesn't have a muchzuk like an aveda is going to be more chomer than iser. By iser, we go after the roiv. So mammon that's yisyav l'mechila, that's given over to the mechila, that we're going to follow the roiv. So here there's no muchzuk in the mammon. We can't divrei Rashi tmuin. So what does Rashi mean? Oh, you're not going to follow the Rav. Of course you're going to follow the Rav. Rav Kanainen. You can keep it for yourself. Why? Because there's no muchzuk. When there's no muchzuk, you don't follow Rav and Mammas. Kol shekein, you follow Rav by Yisr, certainly you're going to follow Rav by Mammas. The only time you don't follow Rav Mammas is when you have a chesel chazaka. Guys, a chazak on the object, then we don't follow the rope. There's no chazak on the object. As ma Rashi medaber b'chlal. Zoti kushiyat, chatam sofer,